إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this in our 10th session from the book Min Akhlaq al-Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam by Shaykh Abdulaziz ibn Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Sadhan hafidhahullah. Our topic is continuation of what we briefly began in the last session, that is the eagerness and diligence of the Prophets alayhi salam in seeking that which is good and the protection of their children and their wives and families and their parents. And we started that topic with the mention of two examples from the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam and the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam last week at the end of our previous topic, and today inshallah we'd like to continue with that. Before that, we want to look quickly though at the questionnaire study guide from last week's session, lecture number 9, and the main topic last week was recognizing or acknowledging the rights of parents, the rights of parents. So most of the questions, except the last two, are related to the topic of the rights of parents. And we'd just like to review quickly those questions as a reminder of what we covered last week, and also as a benefit to those who may not have been present. There's no doubt that we hope and we expect that all of us would participate in attempting to answer the questions from the study guide so that we can see how much we have retained and how much we have understood, and so that we can also participate in our review at the beginning of the class. So I encourage everyone, brothers and sisters, young and old, to participate in looking at those questions and seeking their answers, and either recording the class or taking notes or just downloading it from the website. First question from last week mentioned four of the harms that one may suffer due to neglect of حقوق الوالدين. Due to neglecting the rights of parents. Four harms. Naam. Shu'ayb. One. Homes being destroyed. Naam. Homes being destroyed as a result of what? Disobedience to parents. Naam. Abu Sa'id. Husband and wives being separated. Marriages broken up due to disobedience of parents. Naam. Or failing to fulfill the rights of parents. Mustafa.
Poverty,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may afflict some people with poverty as a result of disobedience to parents or not fulfilling the rights of parents. And another? Now? And the next life is a tremendous affair. And before that, in this life, there's also, now, Abdullah? A cause of being punished even in this world. Not to mention, the severity of the matter in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Naam. These are some of the harms that might result from a person's failing to fulfill the rights of parents. And he's showing the severity, the seriousness, the magnitude of the matter of disobedience to parents. Question number two. Mention the example of Yusuf alayhi salam in showing birr, kindness to his parents. And this is mentioned in the Quran in the 12th surah, Surah to Yusuf, ayah 99 and 100. Naam. Somebody. The example of Yusuf alayhi salam in showing birr to his parents. Naam. Let's start with Mustafa first and then we come to Abdullah. Mustafa is our senior.
he bought his parents clothes.
He brought his parents close to him. Naam.
And said to them, enter Egypt in peace and raise them up from the
sand. Naam. And he brought them close to him and he said to his parents, enter Egypt in peace, inshallah, and he raised them upon the throne. Can we add to that anything? Anybody memorize the ayat? Fadl, ya Abdullah.
فلما دخلوا على يوسف أوى إليه أبويه وقالوا ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين ورفع أبويه على العرش.
Now, this is very important, brothers and sisters, that we attempt to memorize some of these ayats, even though, and of course the core of the matter is that we understand it, and that inshallah, if we get the point from it, that we act upon it. That is really the objective, right, of knowledge, is knowing how to act, what to do and what not to do, and then that puts us in a position to act upon it. But him bringing his parents near to him, awa ilayhi abawayhi, this is very important. This is very important that he brought them near to him, meaning that what? That he wanted to show that they have a special place, yani of nearness. Yani whoever brings somebody near to them, this is showing the rest of the people that this person is special, who I'm bringing near to me. And he raised them upon the throne, showing that they have this honored status along with him, that they are also honored like him. Those are his parents. Now, question number 3: discuss the birr, the kindness of Ibrahim alayhi salam towards his father who was not a Muslim. And this is mentioned in the Quran, Surah Maryam, 19th surah, ayats 42-45. And these references are very important, so in case a person wants to go back and look at it and examine it more carefully. And in these ayats in Surah Maryam 19, ayats 42-45, is a mention of the birr of Ibrahim alayhi salam to his father who was not upon his deen, yani who was not a Muslim. Now, who can tell us something about and what is mentioned in these ayats? Naam, Ahmed.
The way he addressed his father, he used the word he said, Ya Abati.
The way he addressed his father, saying, Ya Abati. And this is a term of endearment. And he's saying to his father, my dear father, my beloved father. And he's trying to, before he makes a statement, he's trying to reach his heart and bring him near to him and make him feel comfortable with what he's about to say to him. Naam. What else? Naam. He was gentle in the manner of speaking to him. He was gentle, kind, easy with him in the manner that he spoke to him. Naam, what else? What else? Naam, he was dutiful and kind to him in that what? That he showed in the way that he dealt with him, the way that he interacted with him, the way that he spoke to him. He showed a level of respect and kindness and care. Naam. And the hikmah that he used in the way that he called his father. And he mentioned the expression, he said 4 things to him. And before every one of those statements, he opened it with what? Ya Abati, oh my dear father. Now he used wisdom in this and used wisdom in the language that he used and the way that he expressed it to his father. And for example, he told his father, Lima ta'budu ma la yasma'u wa la yubsiru wa la yughni anka shay'a. Ya Abati, oh my dear father, why is it that you're worshipping something that doesn't hear and doesn't see and can't benefit you at all? That's wisdom. Yeah, and he's saying, why? Think about it. Why are you worshipping something that has no benefit? And he told his father, Ya Abati, Inni qad ja'ani ilm min al-ilm ma lam ya'tika. Yani some knowledge is coming that didn't come to you, that you don't know about. I have some knowledge you don't know about. So follow me and I will guide you to a straight way. Ya Abati, la ta'budu shaytan. Don't worship shaytan. For indeed shaytan is what? Disobedient. Lirrahman asiyya. Ya Abati, inni akhafu. Huh? What? Azabun min ayyamassaka azabun min ar-Rahman. Yani I fear. Yani he told his father, I fear that a terrible punishment from ar-Rahman may befall you. So he's saying to his father these things that are very important. He's shown to him his error, shown him the dangerous consequence of his error, shown him that I have some knowledge that you don't have. Perhaps, yani if you will follow me, I will guide you. So this is wisdom, and this shows yani birr, kindness and love from a son to his father, even though his father was a kafir, that he sought every means. He utilized whatever he could, yani to try to reach him, to save him from the punishment. Question number 4. Discuss the birr of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards his mother who died before his being missioned as a prophet. Naam. How is this manifested? Naam, Abdullah. Sought permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to visit her grave. Yani, that shows compassion and love for something, yani, respect for parents, that he wanted to visit her grave. Naam.
And he was granted to do so. And then after that, he sought permission to seek forgiveness for her.
And he was given permission to visit the grave. But after that, he sought, and he really showing his love and compassion for his mother, he sought permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek forgiveness for her. This is critical. She was past, she was gone already. But he was asking Allah, let me visit her grave and let me seek forgiveness for her. Allow me to seek forgiveness for her. He wanted to seek forgiveness for his mother because he knows the serious consequence, yani, of the affair. But he wasn't given permission to do so. And therefore, what happened? Which really shows his compassion and love and sympathy and yani, for his mother. Naam.
He cried so much that the people around him began
to cry. Naam. He cried, yani, bukha ashadidan, hatta abka min hawlahu. Yani, he cried in such a way that the people around, they also began to cry from the sight of seeing the Prophet ﷺ crying out of compassion for his mother, who he wasn't in a position to seek forgiveness for. So what about our situation? Just as a reminder, brothers and sisters, our parents, especially our mothers, yani, that we should do what we can while we're in a position to. Don't wait until it's too late. The matter is severe. Explain A. the birr of the Prophet ﷺ towards his father, who also died before his being missioned as a prophet, along with B. two-part question, the meaning of the hadith Ammu ar-rajuli sinwu abihi, related by Imam Muslim in his Sahih. Yani, explain the birr of the Prophet ﷺ towards his father, who died before he was missioned, yani before he was born, and also the meaning of the hadith that's mentioned here. Somebody, yani, explain these two parts of this question now. Shuaib.
He was very kind to his paternal uncles.
His birr to his father was through what? Being kind and dutiful and respectful and honoring his paternal uncles, his father's brothers. Naam. And the hadith that came with this, Ahmed? Naam, the uncle, the paternal uncle of a man is like his father's twin. It's like one of two twins, like his father's, yani, twin brother. That's how close he is to him. Yani, as the Shaykh said, he is what? Fi maqami abihi. Yani, he's in the same station, maqam, the status, position of his own father. Therefore, him being kind and dutiful to his father's brothers, who are like his twin brother of his father, him being dutiful to them and kind to them and generous to them, that is was his means of what? Showing that towards his father who passed away before he was born. Naam. Question number 6. Discuss the 3 divisions of the Prophet ﷺ's uncles as relates to believing in him, supporting him, and opposing him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The 3 divisions. Naam, Musa.
The first division, one believes in him and helps him.
Yani, the first division are those who believed in him and supported and helped him. And that includes who?
That includes Hamza.
Hamza?
And
Al-Abbas. Al-Abbas. Yani, the father of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Naam. Radiallahu anhumah. And the second division? Abu Sa'id? Yani, who supported him but did not believe in him. And that is specifically in reference to who?
Abu Talib.
And the third division? Naam, Abdul Karim. Huh? Abdul Lahab, naam. Which is what? The one who? Yani, who opposed him. A'dahu wa adahu wa harabahu. Yani, fought him and yani, opposed him and tried to harm him. Naam. And in spite of that, all of them, he was kind to them and dutiful to them. They were his father's brothers. And the question number 7, mention one thing said by the Prophet ﷺ to his uncle Abu Talib showing his birr towards him. One thing that was said by the Prophet ﷺ that shows his birr towards his uncle Abu Talib. Naam.
Allah, a word which will be fully in front of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Naam. Ahad.
Ahadju. Ahadju laka biha
indallah. Naam. Yani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, oh my uncle, and he say la ilaha illallah. And this is at his deathbed. Say la ilaha illallah. This is a word that I will be able to defend you with it in front of Allah. I will be able to defend you with this word. I will be able to argue on your behalf by this word. Biha, bi kalima, la ilaha illallah. That I can use this to argue on your behalf in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another thing that he said, yani at his point of death also, yani he said also about, what else did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, like Shaykh mentioned, at the time when his soul was taken from his body, he said,
he will continue to seek forgiveness for him,
and he said, لا أستغفرنك, يعني أستغفرن لك, يعني ما لم أنهى عنك, يعني as long as I am not prohibited from doing so, I will definitely seek forgiveness for you. And this shows the compassion, kindness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Was Uncle Abu Talib. And question number 8, discuss the example of Nuh alayhi salam displaying the intense care and concern for Ahlu Baytihi, the people of his family. Yani Nuh alayhi salam. Naam. Hand up? Fadl. He continued to call to invite his son, yani to come with them, yani with care and compassion. Naam. Huh? So that he would be saved from the punishment. Yani that he would join him and the people who believed with him upon the ship that would be safety and salvation from the punishment. He continued to call and to invite him with compassion and kindness and gentleness, with hope that perhaps he would respond. And this is mentioned in the Quran. Anybody remember the ayat where this is mentioned in the Quran? Naam, who's that? Naam, help us. Surah Nuh, uh-huh. Towards the end, yani. Another ayat, naam, also. The ayat that the Shaykh mentioned, but alhamdulillah, this is perfect also, akhi. Surah Hud, naam. The Shaykh mentioned Surah Hud, 11th Surah, 42nd ayat, where he said what? Ya Bunayya? Huh? Naam, Ahmed? Ya Bunayya, irkab ma'ana wa la takum ma'al kafirin. And don't be with the disbelievers. Yani, board the ship with us. Yani, ride with us. Come upon the ship with us and don't be with the disbelievers. And the last question discussed the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam and how he showed intense care and concern for his family and offspring. Naam, Ahmed. Naam, and this is Surah Al-Baqarah, 124th ayah, where when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim that he's going to make him for the people imam. Yani inni ja'iluka lin-nasi imama. And Ibrahim wasn't, yani, he didn't leave it at that. He said, wa min dhurriyyati, what about my offspring? Yani he didn't just say, alhamdulillah, yani Allah has appointed me, maybe as an imam for the people, but he thought about his offspring. What about my offspring? Allah said, my covenant does not include the zalimeen. And another occasion that the Shaykh mentioned of Ibrahim alayhi salam showing concern for his family. Naam, also in Surah Al-Baqarah, I don't know the ayat, I don't remember exactly, but if somebody wants to go back to it, it's in Surah Al-Baqarah also, 128, Naam, where he said, O my Lord, and make us muslimaini laka, make the two of us, yani him and his son, Ismail alayhi salam, make the two of us muslimain alak, yani two of those who are in submission to you, wa min dhurriyatina ummatan muslimatan laka, and also from our offspring an ummah that is in submission to you, yani from our offspring. And this shows, yani, and there was one other ayah the Shaykh mentioned, Naam, Abdul Rahman, in Surah Ibrahim, Naam, 1435. Naam, and this ayat, Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, make this land, yani safe and secure, and what? And make us to be distant, yani make me to be distant, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدُ الْأَسْنَامِ, make me to be distant and also my children to be distant from worshipping the idols. And this shows the understanding of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his love and compassion for his offspring, that he was concerned about them, and this in the most important matter, what? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distance them and make them far removed from the worst thing that could befall anyone, and that is disbelief in Allah and worshipping of the idols. وَجُنُوبَنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَسْنَامِ. And these are some of the points that we discussed last week. The last two questions are related to the topic of tonight, yani that was the beginning of our topic for tonight, and that is the hirs, yani of the prophets and messenger alayhim salam, hirsuhum alayhim salam ala awladihim wa ahlihim wa walidayhim, yani hirsihim, yani their eagerness and diligence in seeking the good and protecting their children and their families, their wives and family members and their parents from, yani seeking good for them and protecting them from harm. And this is a very important topic, yani for all of us, because all of us have family members. Yani this includes our children, our spouse, our yani other members of our family, and along with them, the previous topic, our parents. Our parents also included. Yani our families in general, but especially our children and our spouse. Yani our wives and children. Being diligent and seeking to protect them and to bring good to them. Yani facilitating the affair, that their life would be a life of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would be upon Islam, upon the Sunnah, upon Tawheed. That they would learn the deen and they would practice it, that they would live it, that they would be in the best environment that would make it easy for them to worship Allah. That we should be diligent in doing so and not take the matter lightly. And these examples that the Shaykh brings here, we mentioned the first two of them, the example of Nuh alayhi salam, and how he yani eagerly and diligently sought to save his son from the punishment until the end, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the waves to separate them and his son was drowned with the disbelieving people. And we also saw in the last question that we just went over the diligence of Ibrahim alayhi salam in showing concern and care for his children and his offspring. And the third example the Shaykh mentions, yani that we start with tonight, is the example of Ya'qub. And after Ya'qub, Yusuf and Ismail and Lut and Musa and Zakariya and our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alayhim jami'an. These are examples that the Shaykh mentions, and every one of them brings something, whether it's related to yani specifically our children or our spouse or other family members or our parents. Examples of their care and concern. Every one of these examples we should take to heart. And the other examples that yani were too many for the Shaykh to mention in this summarized yani presentation of the topic of the eagerness and diligence of the prophets and messengers alayhimus salam, as an example for us to also be diligent in seeking the protection and that which is good for our families. And Ya'qub alayhi salam kana harisan ala dhurriyatihi. He was very eager and diligent in seeking the protection and good for his offspring. فَعِنْدَمَا أَخْبَرَهُ يُوسُف عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ بِرُؤْيَاهُ قَالَ لَهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَى إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَقِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. يعني يعقوب alayhi salam was very diligent in seeking the good for his offspring, and at the time when his son Yusuf alayhi salam informed him of his dream that he had, he said to his son Yusuf alayhi salam, Ya Bunaya, O my dear son, don't narrate your dream to your brothers, for they will make a plan, yani a plot against you. Indeed, Shaytan is to the people and a clear enemy. Yani Shaytan will yani cause them, yani he's your enemy, he will cause them to join in his force and to do his work. So don't tell your dream to your brothers, for they will make a plot against you as a result of Shaytan's influence over them. He feared what? That his family would be broke up. And tatafarraka al-usra. Yani he feared that if his son Yusuf alayhi salam told his brothers about his dream, then Shaitan would enter into the picture and cause breaking up of the family. And secondly, when they wanted, yani after they went to, after Yusuf yani grew up and was over the storehouses of the yani goods of Egypt, and they went to trade for some goods, and they came back, and when they were returning the second time, لَمَّا أَرَادَ الرَّجُوعِ إِلَى مِصَّ مَرَّةٍ أُخْرَى أَوْصَاهُمْ, then in this case, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us the incident of Ya'qub, this time advising the brothers of Yusuf, his other sons, advising them, showing care and concern even for them after what they had done to Yusuf. He said, Ya baniya, O my sons, la tadkhulu min babin wahidin, don't enter Egypt through one gate. Yani there were many gates to enter Egypt, don't enter all together from one gate. Wadkhulu min abwabin mutafarriqa, but enter through different gates, different doors. Some of you go through one door, some of you go through other doors. And this is mentioned in Surah to Yusuf. Yani this ayah is mentioned in Surah to Yusuf 12, and yani Surah 12 ayah 67. And the previous ayat is mentioned also in Surah Yusuf, the fifth ayat. And in this ayat, the scholars, some of the scholars of tafsir said that Yaqub alayhi salam feared for them that they would be afflicted by the ayn, isaba bil ayn, yani the ayn, meaning yani the evil eye. That yani, as Ibn Kathir and other scholars said, that his sons were all very beautiful in appearance. They looked nice. They were handsome. They were attractive. They looked good. If they all came through one door, people may be jealous of them, and they may be afflicted with the evil eye. So he said, go through different doors. Separate. Don't all go through one place so they see you all together, and maybe you, harm will come to you. Even though, yani, as we read the rest of the ayahs, yani, he acknowledges that, of course, nothing can happen except by the will of Allah, but this is just something. It's called what? Akhd al-asbab. Yani utilizing the means to achieve good or to protect yourself from harm, knowing full well that nothing can come to you of good or harm except by the permission of Allah. But nonetheless, we still are what? Supposed to take precautions and utilize the means to achieve good. Don't just say it's from good is from Allah, it'll just happen. No, you have to do something. You have to do something. So he told them, enter by different doors, yani, out of fear that they will be afflicted by the ayn if they entered all together from one door. And this shows his inayah, yani his what? Yani concern and care for his family, his eagerness to protect the people of his house, Ahlu Baytihi. And also that which shows his hirs, his eagerness, is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunited the whole family, yani after the brothers of Yusuf had done to him what they had done to him. And he didn't blame them, Ya'qub, yani, even when it became clear what they had done and it was manifested, he didn't blame them. Even his eagerness and diligence and care and concern for them reached the extent, yani, for his offspring, that he continued to advise them and he continued to nurture them upon khair, on good, until the point of his soul leaving from his body. And he continued throughout his life to advise them and to guide them and to encourage them in good. And this yani incident, or the occasion that the Shaykh is referring to, is mentioned Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 133rd ayat 2133. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Am kuntum shuhada idh hadra Ya'qub al-maut, yani were you witnesses at the time when death came to Ya'qub, yani at the approach of death when he was about to leave this world. إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ, and he said to his sons, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, what will you worship after me? Yani here he is what? Reminding them of the importance, yani the greatest matter that he could advise them about at this time of leaving the world. Yani the last thing that he wanted to leave with them was this advice and this reminder of what will you worship after I am gone? Yani, will you remain upon Tawheed, upon the worship of Allah alone? Or will you deviate? Will you go astray? And this was his greatest concern. And it is the most important affair. He said to his sons, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَٰهَكَ وَإِلَٰهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَٰهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. They said, we will worship your ilah, Yani, the one that you worship, the only one that deserves to be worshipped. The ilah of your fathers. Yani, Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq. And of course, Yani, his father was who? The father of Yaqub is Ishaq. But they said, your fathers, Aba'ika. Yani, meaning, your father and your brother Ismail and your father's father. And he included, they included Ismail, Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq. And his father was Ishaq, and his grandfather Ibrahim Ismail was who? Was their uncle, but they included him. Yani your father, huh? Naam, fi maqam abihi. Naam, because what? Your father's brother is like your father, so he's like the father also. So he said, your God, your ilah, the one that you worship, and the ilah of your fathers, Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq, ilahan wahidan, the one single that deserves to be worshipped, wa nahnu lahu muslimun, and we are, yani, to him, we are of those who submit and surrender upon Islam and at-tawheed. Look at his saying, إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. Yani in this ayat, at the time when death approached Ya'qub, that is, he was on the firash al-maut, on the deathbed, and he is advising, giving wasiyah to his children and his offspring, bi ahammi ma'indahu, most important thing that he could possibly say to them, and that is that his sons, they remain upon tawheed and upon iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is really the critical matter. Wallahi, this is it. This is the essence. This is the core. Everything else is really secondary. Yani our children, that they be upon tawheed, that they be upon iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the core. So when he asked them and they answered him, saying that they would remain firm upon the truth, لازمون للحق, they will remain firm, sticking tightly to the haqq. And that haqq is what? Ibadat Allah wahdahu. Wa adam al-ishraq bihi. Yani the worship of Allah alone. And avoiding associating anything in that worship, anything as a partner with him in that worship. Yani when he asked them, and they answered that they will remain upon the truth, the worship of Allah alone, without making any shirk with him, اتْمَعَنَّ قَلْبُهُ. His heart was content. Yani his heart was what? At rest. وَمَاتَ قَرِيرَ الْعَيْنِ. And he died, yani, in a state of what? قَرِيرَ الْعَيْنِ. Yani, قُرَّةُ الْعَيْنِ means what? The coolness of the eyes, pleasure, happiness, joy. He was delighted. He was content. He was satisfied, yani, with this response from them. And this shows what? His real, sincere concern for his children. Yani, when he asked them this question, and they confirmed that they would remain upon Tawheed, he died content. And he didn't worry about anything else. Are they going to have plenty of money? Did I leave some yani inheritance behind for them? What about this, that, and the other? All of those things are secondary. The real concern is only about, will you remain upon Tawheed? Will you remain upon this Islam? That is our concern for our children and our families in general. And the fourth example the Shaykh gives is Yusuf alayhi salam, balagha min hirsihi ala jam' shamli ahlihi wa ali baytihi. كما سلف آنفا أن قال لإخوته وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين. Yani this is when the first time, yani when they came to Egypt and they came back again and they got something from him, and then Yusuf alayhi salam, he told them, come back, bring back to me your families, all of them, all the members of your family, meaning your children, your wives, all of your families, yani, so that everyone, yani, all would be all together and they will be in a better condition altogether. Yani he told them what? Yusuf told them, showing concern about the rest of the people. He didn't just say, bring my father back, but he said, bring back everyone, all of them, all of the families, your families and everyone. Bi ahlikum ajma'in, all of them totally. Don't leave anybody behind. And this is mentioned in Surah to Yusuf, 12th Surah, 93rd Ayah. And he didn't blame them, nor was he harsh with his brothers. Rather, he praised Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed him from the prison and had blessed him and brought his family back together and brought his brothers back to him and he did not remind them of the incident of them throwing him into the well and leaving him there to die or to be enslaved. He didn't mention any of that. And this shows again concern and care and love and compassion for family. And the fifth example the Shaykh mentions, Ismail alayhi salam kana bi abihi Ibrahim alayhi salam fi inayatihi bi ahlihi. Yani he was ka abihi. Yani Ismail was like his father Ibrahim in care for and concern for his family. He was like, yani the same way Ibrahim cared about his family, so Ismail was like that. He was like Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions concerning him in the Quran, in Surah to Maryam, 19th Surah, Ayat 54 and 55. And we mentioned the first of these ayats previously under the topic of what? Keeping commitments and promises and contracts and agreements. Yani from the characteristics of the prophets is that when you make a promise, you keep it. You make a covenant, you fulfill it. You make an agreement, you stick to it. Naam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ, and mention in the book Ismail. Yani in this book, the Quran, mention Ismail alayhi salam. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولَ النَّبِيَّ. Indeed, he was one who was truthful in his promise. He kept his promise. And he was a messenger and a prophet. And in the next ayah 55, yani is the point of our topic here tonight, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيَّ. And he used to command his family with salat and zakat. He used to order and encourage and command his family to perform the salat and to fulfill the zakat. Yani, what? Ismail, he wasn't content with himself to perform the salat and give the zakat, but he ordered his family also. The obligation is upon them. It's not just upon you that you're going to the masjid and you're making salat and you're reading Quran and you're doing good. What about your family? كان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضية. And he was pleasing in the presence of his Lord. He was pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the worship and the obedience, and also because he perfected the matter in not only himself performing salat and zakat, but commanding the others, the people around him, his family in particular, and then branching out to the rest of the people with salat and zakat. And some of the scholars like Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di say, you should go back and read the tafsir of this ayat, especially tremendous benefit. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di says, as-salat and zakat represent what? The salat represents the fulfillment of the obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the zakat represents the fulfillment, the ihsan, to the people, to the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the completion of the matter, fulfilling the duty of Allah and fulfilling the obligations to the people. And yani being righteous within yourself and then calling the other people to righteousness. That is the fulfillment of the matter. Yani that the salih has fallen short in just being righteous in yourself. But the muslih is the one who's completed the affair in what? In being righteous and also causing the other people to follow righteousness. Yani fulfilling the salat and commanding their family with salat. Fulfilling the zakat and commanding your family with zakat. They are also obligated to the duties, yani to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and duties to the people. And the Shaykh, he says here, فَأَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِالدَّاعِي إِلَى الْخَيْرِ هُمْ أَهْلُ بَيْتِهِ. This is a tremendous statement here, that I ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani endear this statement to our hearts. فَأَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِالدَّاعِي إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. The people who have most right upon the one who calls to khair, هُمْ أَهْلُ بَيْتِهِ. They are his own family. They are the people who have most right. That the da'i إِلَى الْخَيْرِ goes out to the neighborhood and to the other cities and countries around the world calling people to khair and forgot about his own family. Wallahi, how common, how many times have we found this? That he is calling the people to khair across the earth, but his own family, he forgot about them. This is a mistake. Sheikh Mukbil, rahimahullah, he gave a lecture one time talking about what? The du'at, the people, the tulabul ilm, who are spending time learning and teaching the people and forgot about their own families. How common is this? I have seen people, they came to America from other countries to call people to Islam, and their own families are lost, astray. I've seen this with my own eyes. And some of the people from America go to other countries, go to India and Pakistan to call people to what? And they abandon their own families. And some of the people are right here, they didn't even leave the country. But they are going to the masjid, and they are going to the people, and they are going to other places calling people, and they forgot about their own families. The people who have most right of the one who is calling to khair, to that call, the people who have most right is his own household, his own family. They have most right that we call them. And the sixth example is the example of Lut alayhi salam, when the angels came to him and informed him that his people was soon to be destroyed. And this is in Surah Al-Shu'ara, 26th Surah, 169th Ayat. And then following it, the 170th and 171st Ayat. Yani 169 through 171, Surah Al-Shu'ara, 26th Surah. Yani when the angels came to him and told his people was about to be destroyed, Lut alayhi salam said, Rabbi, najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. Oh my Lord, save me and my family. Not just me, but also my family from what they are doing. Yani meaning, min, from doing the act that they are doing, and from the punishment of that act. Yani save me from doing that which they are doing, and from the punishment of that act. So look at his rahmah, his mercy, and his fear for his family. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his call, yani his da'wah, yani his dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. So we rescued and saved him and his family, all of them. Yani all the members of his family. إِلَّا عَجُوزًا فِي الْغَابِرِينَ. Except an old woman. That old woman was his wife. Except an old woman, فِي الْغَابِرِينَ. Yani who was amongst those who remained behind. And the Shaykh says, that ajuz, that was imra'atuhu, yani zawjatuhu, that was his wife. حيث كانت تحث قومه على معادات لوط وعلى أذيته. Yani she used to encourage the people, his people, yani the people of Lut. She used to encourage them to be hostile towards him, to oppose him, and to cause harm to him, عليه السلام. نعم. Naam. The 26th surah, ayah 169 and 170 and 171. And this, wafikum barakallah. And the seventh example is the example of Musa. The example of Musa. And if the adhan is called, I'm going to try to finish. So inshallah after the adhan we'll try to finish. Naam. And Musa alayhi salam, كان يعتني أو يعتني بأهله قبل النبوة ويخشى ضر عليهم. يعني that Musa عليه السلام, he used to give care to his family before prophethood. يعني before he was even a prophet, and he used to fear harm coming to them, as mentioned in the Quran. يعني in Surah An-Naml, 27th Surah, 7th Ayat. إذ قال موسى لأهله. يعني remember when Musa said to his family, إني آنست نارا. يعني I have perceived or seen a fire. Yani they were on the road traveling to another place, and they got lost, and it was cold. They were lost and they were freezing. And he said, I see a fire. سَآتِيكُمْ مِنْهَا بِخَبَرٍ. I will come and bring back to you some news, meaning about the directions on the road that we are lost upon. أَوْ آتِيكُمْ بِشِهَابٍ قَبَسٍ. Or I will bring, yani a burning torch, or some fire, or some hot coals for fire, that we can make a fire with, to warm ourselves with. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَصْطَلُونَ. Yani, then perhaps you will what? He said, the Shaykh says, تَصْطَلُونَ means تَصْطَدْفِعُونَ. Yani, you will warm yourselves. I will bring you some news about, yani, the correct way, the road. Maybe there are some people who can help us. I will bring a fire so that we can make a fire and warm ourselves. So if this was the condition of Musa alayhi salam with his family, قبل النبوة, before he was a prophet, so what do you think would be his condition after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him with his messages and with his speech? And he chose him as the prophet. There's no doubt that al-amra a'azam wa anna al-athar akbar. Yani that the affair, his concern for his family, would be greater, and the effect of him being chosen as a prophet and a messenger, yani, will be bigger. And the eighth example is the example of Zakariya alayhi salam, from the extent, the far-reaching extent of his care and concern for his offspring. أَنَّهُ دَعَ رَبَّهُ أَن يُطَيِّبَ أَمْرَ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ قَبْلَ خَلْقِهَا. Yani the extent of his care and concern for his offspring was that he supplicated to his Rabb to make his children tayyib, or his offspring to be tayyib, even before they were created, yani before they were born. And this is mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 38th Ayat, Qala, yani that Zakariya, Qala Rabbi, Habali min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibatan innaka sami'u du'a. He said, oh my Rabb, gift me from you, from yourself, dhurriyatan tayyiba, yani offspring that will be tayyiba. Ibn Kathir says, yani walad sali, yani righteous child. And Abdurrahman al-Sa'di says, dhurriyatan tayyiba, yani give me as a gift, dhurriyatan tayyiba, yani tahira al-akhlaq, wa tayyiba al-adab, yani that they will be, that their akhlaq, their character will be pure, and their adab, their manners will be good. And this so that what? In order to complete the ni'mah ad-diniyah wa dunyawiyah bihim, yani so that the ni'mah of having children will be completed and perfect, yani the ni'mah in terms of their deen and their dunya, that they will have good character and that they will have good manners, yani that they will be dhurriya tayyiba. And this, yani the Shaykh says, notice that this, he called upon his Rabb before the creation of his offspring in order to make them tayyiba, yani before they were born. And this is a sign to us what? That we should pray for our children before they are born. And you expecting children, make dua, don't wait until they come into the world, even before they're born. Naam. And the last example, the ninth example, Nabiyyun Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana ahrasa an-nas ala ahlihi, yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the most diligent and eager of all people in seeking good and protecting his family from harm. Brothers and sisters, please let us remember that our intention, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, yani in looking at the examples of the character of the Prophets and Messengers alayhi salam, is that we take them as a model to be followed, that we try to apply what we find from the characteristics of the Prophets and Messengers in our own lives personally. It's very serious, the matter is serious. Yani we don't know when we will leave here, people are dying every day, and we are, yani our turn is coming. Let us apply what we are learning and not just take it as yani a nice saying or an entertainment or information, yani just to collect information, but it should be applied. The last example the Shaykh gives is the example of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was the most diligent of the people yani in seeking good for his family. وَكَانَ عَظَمُ النَّاسِ إِنَايَةً بِأَهْلِهِ, and he was the greatest of people in showing care for his family, and he was the greatest of people in seeking righteousness and uprightness, yani salah ahlihi, yani hirs ala ahlihi wa inayati bi ahlihi wa salah ahlihi, yani being diligent and eager and showing concern and care and seeking uprightness, righteousness, the goodness of his family, seeking good for them. And he didn't leave an opportunity to seek good for them. He didn't say, that's a small matter, that's not really so important, as long as they're praying, it's good, mashallah. Naam, that's good, praying is good, but it's more than that. Every opportunity that we can find, we have to seek it. That's the example of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for this reason, Allah azza wa jalla said to him, yani in Surah Taha, 20th Surah, 132nd Ayat, 20:132. وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, yani command your family with salat, to perform the salat, and you be patient upon it, yani upon performing the salat and upon commanding them with salat. وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ, and this is similar, right, to the characters of Ismail, كَانَ يَأْمُرْ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ, he used to command his family with salat and zakat. And we said in the preliminary statements to this book, right, we said what, that the Prophet ﷺ was commanded to follow the guidance of the Prophets before him, yani the character and manners of the Prophets before him. And we find that from the Prophets before him, they were commanding their family with salat and zakat, and Allah commanded him, command your family with salat and zakat, command your family with salat and be patient upon it. And the tafsir is, there's a lot of discussion concerning this ayat, but the time is short and it is upon us now. But again, I always say, try to go back to the tafsir of Ibn Kathir or the tafsir of As-Sa'di, yani whatever it reached up to, I don't know how far it went, but yani try to go back and look in the books of tafsir from the people of Sunnah. not any book of tafsir, but the books of tafsir for the people of sunnah, and look at these ayats and see. Sometimes we have the time to read the tafsir and a lot of times we don't, so you have to go back to really appreciate what is being said here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to not neglect your family, command them with salah. It is extremely important. Even our children, yani at a certain point we have to make sure that they are yani learning the prayers, so when they reach the age of responsibility, it will be easy for them. And then being patient in ourselves performing the salah and in commanding them to perform the salah and maintaining this in our families. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the most hasty of all people in complying, imtithalan li amri rabbihi. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to command his family with salat. He was hasty in complying with that command. So he used, and he said, yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, khayrukum khayrukum li ahlihi wa ana khayrukum li ahli. Yani the best of you are those who are best to his, the one who is best to his family. And I am the best of you to my family. And the best of you all, of all people, is the one who is best to his family. This is a standard. Yani, not the one who is good to his friends, and his neighbors, and his whoever. But he forgot about his own family. The best of you is the one who is best to his family. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. And I am the best of you all to my family. Yani, the Prophet ﷺ, he is the standard. He said, I am the best of you to my family. And whoever is best to their family, they are the best of people. So consider the importance of the obligation and responsibility that we have to our families. The Shaykh says, فَمَحْمَا تَعَذَّرَ وَتَذَرَّعَ الْإِنسَانِ بِكَثْرَةُ الْمَشَاغِلِ الَّتِي تُشْغِلُهُ عَنْ أَهْلِهِ فَأُذْرُهُ مَرْدُودٌ غَيْرُ مَقْبُولٌ. That no matter what the person finds of difficulty and the things that they can make excuses through, due to the amount, the kathrat al-mashagir, yani the great amount of things that occupy them at work and outside of work and other responsibilities, no matter how difficult it became and no matter how many excuses they can find to excuse themselves due to their having so many things to occupy them, from their family to neglect their family. Yani, meaning I'm occupied with so many things, I'm working day and night, I got two jobs and overtime and double time and other responsibilities. So, I neglected my family, but what can I do? I'm occupied with too many things. The Shaykh says, no matter what it is that you found in so many things to occupy you, your excusing yourself for neglecting your family is mardudun. That excuse is rejected. غير مقبول. It's not acceptable. There's no excuse for it. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر الناس مشاغل. Because our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was more busy than anybody. كان يدعو إلى الله. He used to call people to Allah. ويعلم الناس, and teach the people the deen. ويأمهم في الصلاة. And he was the imam. He had to be at the masjid 5 times a day to lead the people in prayer. He was calling people to Allah. He was teaching people the deen. He was leading all the prayers. وَيَقْضِي بَيْنَهُمْ. And he used to judge between them when they had disputes. وَيُفْتِيهِمْ. And he used to give fatawa, legal rulings, when they had questions. وَكَانَ يَقُودُ الْغَزْوَ وَيُجَحِّزُ الْجُيُوشُ وَالسَّرَايَ. And he himself used to lead the yani expeditions, and he used to prepare the armies and the raiding parties. Yani personally he used to prepare them to go out. He used to lead the expeditions, and he also used to prepare the armies and the raiding parties. وَكَانَ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَسِمُ وَعِبْلَ الصَّدَقَةِ. And he used to brand the camels for the sadaqah. Yani they had to be branded. He used to do it himself. وَيَغْزُ. And he participated in the battles. وَيَعُودُ الْمَرْضَى. And visit the sick. وَيَسْتَقْبَلَ الْوُفُودِ. And receive delegations. وَيُشَيْعَ الْجَنَائِزِ. And follow the funerals. إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ. And he was doing all of that. Which one of us is doing all of that? وَمَا ذَلِكَ يَقُولُ. And in spite of that, he still wasn't hesitant. He had no any hesitation, no second thought to say, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. The best of you is the one who's best to his family, and I am the best to my family. Meaning with all these occupations, still the obligation to be good to my family is there. There's no excuse from it. There's no excuse from it. There's never any excuse for him. This hadith reported by At-Tirmidhi, and he said that it is sahih. And also from the care and concern of the Prophet ﷺ to his family is that he didn't leave anyone without giving care and showing care and concern for them. لا صغيرًا ولا كبيرًا. Not the small one or the older one. Not the young or the old. He didn't leave anybody out. And here the Shaykh mentions five or six examples of how the Prophet ﷺ showed care and concern and consideration and gave his attention to the young people, to the children and young people. Naam. How he didn't neglect anybody from his family, young or old. For example, when Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu, the son of Ali and Fatima radiallahu anhuma, ate a tamra, one date from the dates of the sadaqah, one date, and he put it in his mouth, fi fihi, yani fi famihi. He put the date in his mouth, the Prophet ﷺ said to him, kikh, kikh, ama sha'arta anna la na'akulu as-sadaqat? He said, stop. And khik, khik, this is the word that's used, originally from Persian, but it's Arabic word now. He said, stop, throw it, get it out. Don't take that out of your mouth. And this is a boy, a child. He's saying, stop, throw it away. Ama sha'arta, didn't you? Yani in another narration said, alimta. Ama alimta, in another narration, ama ta'arifu, do you not know? Yani, the meaning of all of them is the same. Do you not know that we do not eat from the sadaqah? Yani the family of the Prophet ﷺ, they don't take from the sadaqah. This is a child, he's telling him this. Ama sha'arta, ama alimta, ama ta'arifu? We don't eat from the sadaqah. He's taking care to teach this child as a child. This is, you're not supposed to be doing this. وَكَانَ يُلَاعِبَ الْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنِ. He used to play with them, yani his grandsons, Al-Hasan al-Husayn radiallahu anhuma. وَكَانَ يُلَاعِبَ زَيْنَبَ الصَّغِيرَةَ. And he used to play with Zainab, the small Zainab. وَيُقُولُ لَهَا يَا زُوَيْنِبَ يَا زُوَيْنِبَ. Yani the tasghir, the term of endearment for the word Zainab, Zuwaynib. He said, O Zainab, O Zuwaynib, O Zuwaynib, miraran. He used to say this to her, playing with her, a child, a baby, an infant. وَكَانَ إِذَا صَعِدَ الْحَسَنَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ بَقِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ سَاجِدًا حَتَّى يَنْزِلَ. And when Hassan radiallahu anhu would climb upon his back while he was in prostration, the Prophet ﷺ is in prostration. When Hassan climbed upon his back, he would remain in prostration until he got down, until he was content and he had enough and he got down. This narration is mentioned in An-Nasa'i and Ahmad, and it is sahih. In fact, one of his daughters, radiallahu ta'ala anhunna, may Allah be pleased with all of them, when a child of hers was sick, one of the daughters of the Prophet ﷺ, when her child was sick, she sent for him to come, and he excused himself, yani he wasn't able to come. So she insisted, yani she pressed the matter, that he come to her. So he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came, and he picked up the small child, and the nafsuhu, taqa'qa'u, yani the soul of the child was rattling, was yani the child was shaking, yani from what? The approach of death. Yani the child's soul was about to come out of his body. So the Prophet ﷺ, both eyes flowed with tears, min rahmatihi wa kamali shafaqatihi, yani from his mercy and his compassion, tenderness and loving care. And this narration is reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhuma. May Allah be pleased with both of them. And finally, the last example the Shaykh gives, and we'll stop here, and perhaps it's time for the Iqama or close to it. I don't know. What time is the Iqama? Does anybody know? It's 8:45? Oh, mashallah. Okay, pardon me then. I'll finish, yani without rushing. And the last example is the last example, alhamdulillah. And the last example, yani, of the Prophet ﷺ showing care for his family, the children, the young, the old, any real concern, inaya wa hirs. Min rahmatihi wa inayatihi bi ahli baytihi annahu lamma ja'athu ابنته فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها تسأله خادمة فلم تلقاه. يعني from his mercy and his care for the people of his family, أهل بيته, when his daughter Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها, when she came to him asking him for a servant, a khadim, but she didn't meet him. So she informed Aisha رضي الله عنها of this, that she needed a servant. Then Aisha رضي الله عنها informed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم of this matter. فجاء صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى بيت علي وفاطمة رضي الله عنهما. يعني at this the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to the house of Ali and Fatima. يعني note how the Shaykh mentions this. I don't want to take time with it, but anyway, يعني it's just interesting that Fatima رضي الله عنها, she asked the Prophet, she sent a message when she didn't find him that she needed a servant, and it is said that he came to the house of Ali and Fatima. يعني showing what? That يعني the house wasn't the house of Fatima, rather it was the house of Ali and Fatima. And there's some significance to this. He entered upon them and he said to both of them. And he didn't say to Fatima alone, rather. He's shown that the affair is not connected to her alone, rather the affair is a family affair. And he's addressing the whole family. He said to both of them, أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمَا, shall I not point the two of you, the two of you. He didn't speak to Fatima alone. أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمَا عَلَى خَيْرٍ لَكُمَا, that which would be good for the both of you, مِنْ خَادِمٍ, that's better than a servant. Shall I not point you to خَيْر, something that will be better for you than a servant? تُكَبِّرَانِ اللَّهِ عِنْدَ النَّوْمِ أَرْبَعًا وَثَلَاثِينَ, يعني that you declare the greatness of Allah, يعني that you say Allahu Akbar, the two of you, he said, that you declare the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of sleeping 34 times, saying Allahu Akbar. When you're about to go to sleep, say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Perhaps this is a sunnah that we forgot about. Maybe it is a reminder to us. Naam. وَتَحْمَدَانِي ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثِينَ, and praise Allah, say Alhamdulillah 33 times. Of course, reflecting on the meaning of what you're saying, not hastily Alhamdulillah, 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 but pronouncing these words from the heart with consciousness of what they mean, with the full significance of their meaning. وَتُصَبِّحَانِي ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثِينَ, and declaring the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah 33 times. فَذَٰلِكُمَا خَيْرٌ لَكُمَا مِنْ خَادِمٍ, and to do so, that it is better for the two of you than a servant that my daughter is asking for. That you what? When at the time of going to sleep, say Allahu Akbar 34 times. Say Alhamdulillah 33 times. Say Subhanallah 33 times. And this would be better for you than if I were to send you a servant. And there's much that could be said about this, but yani, this is the end, so we'll stop here, and I will just say that wallahi, this hadith is reported by Bukhari and Muslim from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one of the clear yani things that we derive from this, fawaid from this hadith, is that the worship of Allah is better than anything in this dunya. Yani saying Subhanallah, saying Alhamdulillah, saying Allahu Akbar, saying La ilaha illallah, these acts of worship, of glorification and praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are greater than anything in this dunya. Yani you need a servant, maybe you can't have a servant, but there's something that you have in your hands. Use what you have. You don't have a servant, use what you have. Worship Allah, praise and glorify Allah, who in His hands is the ownership of everything in the heavens and the earth. Maybe He will give you a servant, or maybe He will give you that which is better than that. And maybe He will accept your worship of Him and admit you into Jannah. But some of us, we'd rather have a servant or a house or a car in the dunya, and maybe we will get nothing in the next life. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this is better for you too. فَذَٰلِكُمَا خَيْرٌ لَكُمَا مِنْ خَادِمٍ, and better than this dunya and all that is in it. And the shahid Yani the witness or the point of all of this is his coming. Yani the Prophet ﷺ coming from his house to the house of Ali and Fatima radiallahu anhuma, and this is a proof of the greatness of his care and concern and diligence for the people of his house, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa radiallahu ta'ala anhum. May Allah yani place in our hearts concern and care for our families, our children especially, our spouse, husbands or wives, our parents, and our other family members. May Allah place in our hearts the real concern and care, and give us the ability, the tawfiq, to act upon that care and concern, and to manifest it in real action for His sake alone, and to give us the reward that yani He wants to give out of His generosity, and He is generous, extremely generous, yani, and save us from our sins and our shortcomings, and admit us into His Jannah. And I say in closing, brothers and sisters, a reminder yani of an extremely important point in all of this. Yani, whoever can benefit from it, inshallah, it is not like high level, but yani it requires some care. That whatever we are finding from the character of the Prophets and Messengers, or whatever we find in the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran and in the Sunnah, it is incumbent upon us to, number one, seek that which is pleasing to Allah. Yani seek to do that which is pleasing to Allah, but then yani the benefit is only if we do it purely for the pleasure of Allah. Yani it's not enough to do an act that's pleasing to Allah, rather it has to be done for the pleasure of Allah. Yani some of us, we are doing acts that are pleasing to Allah. We are coming to the masjid and praying, or we're praying at home, or we're praying wherever. Yani the women don't have to come to the masjid. But the key is not just to do the act that is pleasing to Allah. That's part of it, na'am. To do the correct action that's according to the sunnah and the sharia. But equally important, if not more important, is doing it for the pleasure of Allah. Yani seek to do what is pleasing to Allah, but you must do it, yani, for His pleasure alone. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك